Welcome to the Better Ideas, Faster podcast. I'm Olivia Jones. I'm one half of your hosting team. The other half is founder of Better Ideas Faster, Matt Hart. He's a Kiwi. You can forgive him for that. You're about to hear from him in just a sec. I wanted to say a little hi, though, just to let you know that this podcast is for you. If you are currently feeling like, what do I do next? What does my future look like? Everything feels so uncertain, right? And the threat of real change is on the horizon. This world is going to be, you know, we're going to be coexisting with robots. We're going to be doing a lot of things that are very, very unusual and will become the new norm. And so how do we thrive? How do we keep hold of our humanity throughout that? That is exactly what Matt is all about. And I recently connected with him and I feel like this is awesome. So I wanted to share what he was telling me and how he was helping me develop in a format that could help other people. And that's why I think this podcast is going to work. So thank you so much to the Anchor app, by the way, who makes it possible for us to dial in to have this conversation and record it wherever we are in the world. So you're about to hear me in a studio in Kent and Matt somewhere at a coffee shop in London. And you're in a cafe right now.
I am, yeah, but I'm in a quiet spot, so hopefully it'll be okay.
Okay, and are you connected to Wi-Fi?
No, I'm just on 4G. Daren't do okay. What cafe Wi-Fi, they're open, you could be hacked. You know that.
You live in fear rather than hope, right?
No, I'm just, what's the word? I'm experienced, Olivia. There you go.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So I was thinking, as this is a bit of an introduction to people anyway, for them to like get to know us, I thought it'd be helpful if you try to sum me up in a couple of sentences and I try to sum you up in a couple of sentences.
Perfect. So listen, we're going to call you the millennial.
Okay.
So you're the millennial, and through our discussions, we have actually decided that you are my archetypal person I'm trying to connect with. So I think that's wonderful. So you are mid to late 20s. You are learning your craft in your domain.
Yeah.
Shall we let people know what you do?
Well, I'm sat in a radio studio. So.
Yeah, so that sort of makes sense. So you are a radio producer, announcer, DJ. What do you call someone who hosts a show these days?
Is presenter.
Presenter, there you go. Sorry, presenter.
Yeah.
Of some repute and building your own fan base for it. And around that core skill of making radio shows and connecting with the youth of the UK, you are starting to extend your skills around that to be more in multimedia and start to provide a multimedia service to people. So you're archetypal millennial in that you have a primary gig, which is sort of paying your way and progressing that gig whilst you spin a lot of other plates, try lots of other things, have the side gigs, have the hobbies, have the plus ones, have the passion projects, to see how, as you trade all of that forward, what emerges and how you can sort of start, right, creating the work and the life that you want to be leading.
Okay. That was almost inspirational. I feel a bit uplifted by that.
Good. Okay, good. Because I was sort of, I was rambling my way into it. So that works for both of us.
So to describe you.
Yes. Come on. This is good. I'd like to know how a millennial would describe me, because that's the job we're here to do.
You dress a bit like a fisherman.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
You've got kind of wild hair, which I think fits your personality. You're a bit wild. You like being in the ocean. I know that you're a surfer, and I know that you're connected to the outside world, which I kind of feel like is a bit of a dichotomy with you being a London-based creative, you know?
But
definitely you've got that connection, and I think that probably is how you express it through your fisherman-like ways.
Yeah, you know, I'm surfing on the inside as much as what I wear. Yeah,
and I think that you're very passionate. You're very good at communicating, And that's why I think this is the perfect way for people to really get in touch and connect with your ideas, because it's so much better to hear you talk about it than to read it on a piece of paper or, you know, through the website. I think this is the perfect way to hear you at your best. So
yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I was thinking about getting online, and we're going to do this first thing, whatever this first thing eventually is. And I was thinking, oh God, the world does not need another podcast. Do you know what I mean? It just doesn't. There's so much content out there. But then I thought, do you know what the world does need? It needs better ideas faster, right? It does need that. And I guess that's been what I've about, and helping all these kinds of brands and people around the world do that. And part of it now is transitioning, I guess, into what's the word? Translating innovation and gifting it back, as much as it might be a paid for service or whatever, to help the next generations coming through do their own better ideas faster, create their own better ideas, and make those ideas happen for themselves, but with the ultimate purpose that it's for all of us, right?
Yeah.
So the medium, the best medium we can think of right now is a podcast to help connect that journey. So be it. Fuck it. Let's do a podcast.
And I think it's important to clarify straight away that by creativity, you don't just mean arts and crafts and the ability to do what, like, creative in terms of like drawing or music and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So I always forget that bit, and you're 100% right. Great shout. Like I sort of start with this idea that if you have a brain, you are creative. Because creativity is a mental state as much as it's a emotional state, a feeling state, an intuitive state. But it's all about neuroscience, right? So if you have a brain and your brain's working, the neuroscience of the way your brain works says that you are creative. So that's number one. Number two, 100%. So because I'm in the creative thinking and applying creativity domain, that has absolutely nothing to do with whether you can draw or paint or play a musical instrument. So we can just get that out of the way right now. Everyone is creative. The challenge, of course, comes whether you're connected with it, confident in it, and have the capacity to grow it and do things with it. And that's where the challenge comes.
Mm. Yeah. And so the overall purpose of this entire podcast is obviously to help people with their creativity and realize that they can be creative.
Well, yeah, no. So, you know, I think the purpose will come to life. I hope we figure something out in this one, and it's enough for people to come back and listen to the next one, because it's quite a grand purpose we're working to, in that, you know, the it is a lot of the problems the world is facing, especially if you look through an environmental lens, be it the climate crisis, be it the way we're using the world's resources and polluting the world, and which provides everything to sustain our lives. A lot of those problems are going to have to be solved, and the gutting thing about it is that a lot of the solution is going to have to come from you and your generation, right? The activism of working on better ideas that help solve some of those problems, but still create a better future for yourself and for all of us. So if you look at the highest purpose of that, you know, we're trying to democratize some of the things I've learned. I've been at the coalface of global innovation for 20, 30 years, and package that up and give it and provide it to the next generation so we can accelerate their capacity to grab hold of these opportunities. So, you know, new ideas, new enterprises, new entrepreneurial endeavors, startups, joining businesses that have grand purposes and helping them accelerate their impact and do all that great stuff, but also find your own purpose within that context. And I think creativity does both. Creativity is both an outward manifestation of the ideas you can innovate and put in the world and have amazing new impact and derive new profit from it, so you can go do things you want to do. But also very much individually, I really fundamentally believe that creativity is the gateway to our higher self, to the truth we want to put into the world, to what it is we want to become and who we want to become and how we realize our truth for ourselves, you know. So it's twofold, if you can imagine. It's a spectrum. Creativity is outward facing, but yeah, certainly creativity is much inward facing as well.
And I think the reason that I connect with you, if I am the archetypal person that you want to connect with,
yeah,
I've had my avocado on toast for breakfast
and yes.
the day to consider my options. And I look at some of the entrepreneurs that are online, the rhetoric that they're using about, you know, head down, working hard, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. And like, it's quite aggressive. It's an aggressive way of conducting yourself throughout the world of business. And I connect with your message because, as you say, it's not necessarily about like being the best and having the biggest car and all the rest of it that some people focus on. It's actually about connecting with yourself and marching to the beat of your own drum.
That's right. That's right. And I, you know, so first off, I'm, you know, you may not have noticed, millennial, but I'm my accent is pretty flat, you know, and thick. And so I'm very Kiwi in that way. And, you know, you grow up in New Zealand. I think New Zealand's a very creative place to grow up. It is pretty enterprising because of its distance from the world and all the cultural implications of that. But you just culturally, you're just not allowed to be shouty. You know, if you sort of, there is a tall poppy thing and you put your head up and everyone will chop you off and then I think that's not so prevalent these days. But the idea that around my mates that I would stand up and be shouty about what I'm doing in the world and, you know, your mates would just say, sit down, you know, have another cup of tea. We're very relaxed in that way. Versus, you know, what we talked about in terms of those, the sort of more, let's call it the North American approach, where you shout and scream and set up a YouTube channel and put yourself out there and everyone, it's one way of leadership, right? It's follow me. I'm out here. I'm doing all of this. You can too. That might work for some people. It certainly doesn't connect with me and my style. So, you know, and then on the other side, a mate of mine said to me, never has a man created so much content that no one's ever seen, you know? So I've got these programs, I've got these products. I work with these organizations. We have this intelligence. That I want to share. So at some point, I've kind of just tipped over 50, which makes me terribly old.
So old.
But you know, it's all here, and it's time to sort of put my head up and hand up a little bit more and say, look, I've got all this stuff. I want you to have it. And this is the first little effort to do that. And hopefully we can make a way to make it work, you know.
What was it like when everything was in black and white though?
Yeah. Do you know what? It was a lot easier creating ideas and making them happen. There was only two channels and there's one newspaper and there was a flyer coming through the door every week. And if you wanted to get your idea in front of someone, it was pretty easy.
Yeah, the good old days, eh?
Yeah, well, you don't know them. You weren't born.
Okay, so that's, I think that's a good little taste. For people, is there anything else that you think is really important for people to know before we kind of really truly embark on this journey together?
Yeah, I just want to pick up on that last point. You talked about walking to the beat of your own drum, which is my thing, you know. And so personally, you know, my personal story, I have written it, it is there, but you know, I was fortunate enough that through my troubled teens and into my early 20s, I met a guy who really mentored me and sponsored me to overcome those and to find my own truth. And he had this line, right? And he said to me, I was lost, you know, and I couldn't really navigate my way forward. And he said, you know, Matt, all you need to do is learn to walk to the beat of your own drum. And for whatever reason, the context around that and at the time, that really cut through, right? It actually blew me away. It was like, my God, it was almost like someone needed to give me the permission and to validate my own truth and tell me that I could learn to walk to the beat of my own drum, which is what I was scratching around for. And the answer to that for me is that creativity is the agency to help you walk to the beat of your own drum. And my belief is that if I can package up this, what it is to be creative, creative thinking, creative application, working on your ideas, connecting those ideas with the audiences you want to serve and building a fan base around that, if we can find a way to talk about all that and package it up and give it to people, then kind of two wonderful things will happen. One is for the individual, you will be connecting with that truth that almost you were born to live, right? That individual purposeful story that's going to fulfill you and reward you in remarkable ways. That will be amazing. And secondly, the ideas you put in the world and who they connect with and the impact they can have. Collectively, we put those together, we can go and change the world and make it better for all. And we can solve some of these problems that we've got to solve.
One of the things that really jumps out at me, the stuff that you talk about, is empathy and resilience as well. I'm really excited to talk about that. We won't go into that now because that's, I think that's something that we need to spend a lot of time talking about, as you and I already have done over a few coffees already. But they play quite a key role in your approach, right?
Yeah, they're absolutely, you know, so the old school way back in the day was around creativity or innovation. It was very skills and techniques led, and it was all about a brainstorm, which is an arguably useless way to go. And if you're on your own, much like you, millennial, if you're on your own with a peer group and you're trying to have these wonderful ideas and think about how you can, you know, and they're key to you and they're passionate to you and they're part of who you are and you want to put them into the world, brainstorming techniques isn't going to deliver that, is it? Right? We can all agree that. But, you know, so what we're looking at and coming through a lens of is how to build your curiosity and your empathy to understand people and to understand markets around you and the opportunities and, that exist. And then how you can go and collaborate with that, with your own networks. And then as you go and as you roll with that and you start to try things, you're going to fail. You just are. Some things aren't going to work. And so how do you pick yourself back up, learn, trade the learnings forward, and carry on, which is all about resilience, right? So we talk about in Creative Ideas land, we talk about resilience in two ways. We talk about resilience on behalf of the ideas. Do you still believe it's true? Is it still something you really want to do? Right, pick it back up, make it better, try again. And then, of course, there's your own resilience. How's it impacting you? How's your confidence? How hurt are you? How gutted are you? How do you pick yourself back up emotionally and build the confidence again to go? So, yeah, we're going to explore those things, but much more about you being creative. And it's not just being creative. We should say right now, it's not just being creative in that diarized moment, you know, for an hour every week. This is more a way of being every day that continually can add value to who you are and how you are and how you roll in the world, you know.
And I think it's worth noting for people if they're like, okay, so who is this guy? What like legitimacy does he have in the industry? Can you name a few people that you have already worked with?
Yeah, so I don't know if I'll name drop artists, but I am a long time in the tooth in this world. So I'm an innovator, a global innovator. I help companies innovate new value and grow. But I ended up in entertainment land, so working for music, film, TV, radio. So radio, BBC. Warner Music, Sony Music, Sony Pictures, worked American Idol in LA, ended up with Spotify. And then lots and lots of artists work around that. I'm known for global fan innovation, building global audiences, but then continue to work. You know, we now find ourselves, which we'll come and talk about at some point, this idea of purpose innovation, right? So you know, it's really hard to build a fans of brands or just ideas now. And this seems to be driven by you millennials. We can talk about that more, this idea of transparency and these little screens in our hands that can check if a promise from a brand or an organization is true. You can just get online on your phone and check whether that is. So, you know, now it's all about purpose. Why does this idea exist in the world? What's it trying to do? Should I be a fan of it? Should I buy it? Should I transact? Should I support them? So now we're in that land, you know. So now you've got lots of different organizations outside the entertainment domain coming and asking, how do I build a fan base for my purpose? So that I can tell my stories connect in the world, people can jump on board behind that. We can be much more activate around that to almost build activism for what we're about, hopefully attract people to it. And then, of course, I've got this brand and product or service to sell, you know. So we're in that space now. And, you know, that can almost, millennial, be for anyone. Is it rude? Is it rude to just call you a millennial?
We'll see. I feel like in the mood that I'm in right now, I think it's funny, but I think maybe in a few weeks' time, I might be like, you've got to stop doing that.
Yeah. Can you just quit that right now?
Exactly.
It's starting to really grate.
I'll just like headbutt my phone as you do it. So you'll know.
No, but what'll be really interesting is, you know, people are desperate to learn about if all these things we read about millennials are true. And you are our sample of one that represents your generation. Mm-hmm. But I know you're in touch with your own fans on a daily basis. You have thousands of fans, and a lot of those are millennials, true?
Yeah, I'd say so. I definitely
see. Yeah. And so I think you speak for those tens of thousands of people, and perhaps as we go on this, people can identify with you.
Yeah.
And actually our goal is for me to translate what I'm doing to see if you can understand it and whether what we're talking about could add value to what you're trying to do.
Yeah, and that's the plan, really. I think that the best way for you to get your ideas across is to speak to someone who, first of all, is coming at it from the angle of the people that you want to talk to, but also that I can try and hold you to account for what you're saying as well. So going, okay, can you explain that? And what does that mean? And how does that translate to somebody with the experience that I've got compared to somebody with the experience that you've got, you know?
Yeah, brilliant, beautiful. And actually, on that note, you were saying, I know you're very creative. You're already very creative and you have lots of ideas you're working on. Some of those ideas are paid for. So you're working for people to create ideas that they put out on their stations. But I know you have this portfolio of other stuff you're working on.
Yeah.
And I would love to each week invite you to pitch one of those ideas and we can quickly explore it.
Are you going to be mean? Because I feel like you're going to be mean.
Am I going? Look, I'm not a naturally mean person, and
oh, hopefully I just bring it out in you.
And hopefully we can get very objective very quickly to help you see that you can move the idea, so maybe it's not so personal.
Okay.
And you can pitch it, and we can. I don't want to have set up some whole criteria on what it is, but maybe I can add value to that idea.
Can I pitch you an idea now?
Let's go.
So it's for the radio, obviously, and it's an idea about getting a listener's grandma to be a model, right?
Yeah.
Because maybe she's not in her prime anymore. She's not necessarily going to be a lingerie model.
Yeah.
So instead, I want her to be like a one of those generic kind of stock photo models.
Yeah.
And I want to see how many people we can get to use the stock images of a listener's grandma and see if we can get her into a public space. Like, can you imagine getting onto the tram in Manchester and seeing listener's grandmother, you know, pretending to eat soup for an advert? That's
Do you know what? We talked about this, right? And I really wanted to have this line because, again, it was going to be quite funny. I was just going to go, oh my God, that's such a shit idea. Listen, and let me tell you why. And do you know what? That's absolutely brilliant. I love it. Yeah. I love it because what we could do, right? Hey, can I build? Can I build on that?
Yeah.
So really quickly, because you have already a big fan base. So we could, well, you can, I'm supporting you. You could put it out there, but you could almost find a great, we could add in, and I'm busking here, we could add in some kind of value mechanic, right? So if you could create fandom, if you give that to your, so add a bit of purpose to it, create fandom to it. We're looking for a really compelling story of a grandma in need, right? Yeah. So one of my listeners, you know, when you tell a story of a grandma, we're going to share a few of them. I'll try and get that down to 3 or 5. Then I'll come back to all of you and go, which one should we go with? So you get some crowd engagement around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then go, our goal is to actually sell grandma's photo to a brand. Right, who's targeting that audience,
mm-hmm.
to see if we can't raise some money to help solve that problem for grandma.
Amazing.
Do you know what I mean?
Like
it could be fly her somewhere or bring her somewhere. There's a family story or she's distant and I can't afford to get there, or maybe she needs something done in her house, or maybe she's in a care home and she needs something new in the care home, or wants to provide something with her mates in the care home or something like that, you know?
Yeah, and actually really achieve something at the same time, not just for a joke.
Not just for shits and giggles. No, there's actually a purpose behind it, which might be an exemplar of this thing we're going to come and talk about. It shows you that, you know, obviously, as everyone knows, it's not just the idea that engages people. It's the story behind it and ultimately the purpose of why you're doing it.
How annoyed are you that the first idea was all right?
It wasn't all right. It was brilliant. No, I'm not annoyed. I'm really happy. I'm absolutely happy. This thing is all about Biff, right? Better ideas. So yours is already very, very good.
Yes.
Actually, we're starting, and not only that, that might fuck us up for the future because we're starting the bar really high.
Yeah.
Did you pull out your best idea that you had in your bag of tricks?
It's just the one that's been playing on my mind recently. I got onto the tram and I looked up at the adverts that they've got at the top and I just thought, there's a, that person is walking around in the world somewhere. I was looking at this woman, she was holding up like a bottle or something, and I just thought, that person's walking around, that person exists. And then I thought, who is someone in the world right now that I, you know, I think about and I miss? And it was my nan. And yeah, it just connected that.
Yeah, brilliant observation. And we'll come and talk about that and decode it from a neuroscience point of view in terms of you're mulling away, knowing you need something. So you've set up the ask for your brain. You're out in the world, you're being curious without even sort of naming it like that. So you're open to the new. You see something, it grabs you, that piece of data flies into your brain, it banks it, it connects with other stuff in there, and then boom, biff, there's a new thought, right?
Right.
And then the journey of that thought can develop and become an idea. And so in the spirit of that, and the spirit of what we're going to try and do here, an idea is only a real idea if it adds new value. What's next steps around the idea?
I think, as you say, like reaching out into the fandom and connecting with people that I'm already connected with.
So what, through Twitter?
Yeah, probably through Twitter. That's my main, the main place that I have conversations.
Okay, so your Twitter handle is?
That Olivia Jones.
That Olivia Jones. Yeah. You're going to put out this? Are you going to show an example of it? How are you going to tell people about it?
I don't know. I feel like it's a weird request to kind of tweet like, oh, I want to talk to your grandma. Is that a bit, that comes across as creepy, right? To look for a grandma. I don't know. I don't know how to start that conversation, actually. That's a good point.
So one thing that people really struggle with around their creativity, like if you just blurted me that idea out, it might have been really hard for me to connect with the idea, because what happens is you tell me, I form an image of the idea in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I think it is. And then I instantly judge it. Do I like it or do I not? But I may have visually interpreted the words you told me about that idea completely different to what you actually meant. You understand?
Yeah.
And so maybe the place to start is to, from the top of that bus, take a photo of what that image you saw that inspired you. And so in the domain of creativity, I, for Biff, we use two words. So it's like, check this, right? Check this. I saw this. I saw this photo.
Yep.
And then the second part is, it made me think, the associated thought. And then you start sharing this purpose. It made me think that if, you know, there's this person walking around out there in the world, I'm a radio DJ, I've got fans out there, I think about ideas I could do on my show. What about we did this thing I'm calling for grandma, right?
Yeah.
And then you tell the story of, I'm thinking of doing this. And so what I'm thinking of doing is reaching out to my fan base and asking for stories of grandmas, and then just leave it open at the end and go, what do you think? Is that something we should do, Twitter?
Yeah.
And maybe as a little push out into the Twitter sphere, see what comes back.
Yeah.
I know you've got those two killer fans who will absolutely love it and be with you. So you got two people on board.
I do have two lovely girls that support me in everything that I do.
Well, there we go. Hey, you've got an audience of two. That's a start.
Yeah.
There's two more. There's two more than we had now for this.
Oh, bless them. They're very sweet.
Yeah.
And actually, you say, I know that you're kind of dancing around it ever so slightly, but the Biff app is kind of how I recorded that for myself anyway. And I know that you're not wanting to necessarily push it on other people, but just in case someone listening is like, well, you know, how do I really execute and communicate that idea in the way that you've just said? The Biff app, if they download it, they can take a photo of something that they see. You can add a little note to it and it will save itself into its own folder in your camera roll so that you can either share it really easily with other people and do it in exactly the way that you've described, as in, you see something, it inspires a thought, you write it down and you can really kind of capture that moment. So I'm going to put a link in the description for this podcast so that if people want to check out the Biff app and start using it for themselves, they can. But I know that that's something that you were not willing to push on people, but
get you are a natural at this. Love it. But we should try and get that out there, because then we can go, how did it go? Did we get engagement? And then we can talk to that and go, how do we build a fan base from it or for it? So how do we socialize it? You know, how can we do more with it? And then we could see if we can't build up the proposition and take it to someone.
Okay.
Take it to a brand. See if we can't actually make it happen, which would be fun. And then actually, to build on that, we could actually have this as a little pitch your ideas session thing. So if God forbid, Olivia, and I don't think this would happen, but if you run out or, you know, the ideas bank is a bit low, we could ask people to send them in and we could use others,
Oh,
could we?
nice. I like it.
Perfect. And listen, are these random? Are we going to do these regular, like, you know, so I'm off on a trip shortly. I thought it'd be quite nice to phone in. Not phone it in. That sounds awful, doesn't it?
Dial
He's just
in.
Phoning it in. He's just phoning it in. But yeah, from wherever I am, happen to be, we tell stories from different parts of the world.
Well, this is the beauty of the internet, Grandad, that you can dial in wherever you are in the world. As long as you've got an internet connection, we can make these podcasts happen. So,
it still amazes me. I don't know how they do it. It still amazes me. I find it
extraordinary. It flies through there and you can't even see it.
Oh, it's like, I don't know. First off, there were pictures on a screen. Now there's these things. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, you're going to be in a fabulous place in the world, so I want to dial in and see what you're up to as well. So,
perfect.
That for sure. So,
perfect.
We want people to subscribe, to share, to do all those things, and to rate it 5-star as well.
Yeah, that would help.
So let's just hope.
Or you know, I'm you know being a bit of a Kiwi, I'm all right if they just listen to a couple and go, is this worth? So it'd be really nice if people try it again. It'd be really nice if we tried again.
Okay. So you're a Kiwi, but I'm quite an uptight British middle class millennial.
Perfect. I'll leave that to you.
Likes and the shares. So I'm going to ask people to do that. Okay.
Perfect. Love it.
Better ideas. Faster.